Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
You guys have heard this before, I think, but in case you haven't, we are a podcast that discusses some sexy things based on pornography. So let's just remember that this is adult content for adult ears. Remove all baby ears from the equation. Maybe even your dog. Do you have a dog or a cat? Like, you know, check in with them, see how you feel. You know, I can't make those kind of assessments for you. Just know that. And also, you know, if you have a dick, keep it in your pants. This ain't for you. It's aimed for that.
Oh yeah. This is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
Hello and welcome to
There Will Be Porn.
Because it's a special Halloween episode, you guys.
I know.
What witches? We've come to show you witches. Ooh, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. More Halloween effects. I'll insert some in. I'll put some scary ones in. This episode comes out on Halloween on October 31st. Mm-hmm. So I just, we figured, in case you didn't know who we are, we're off track. Come on. Who are we, Meredith? You were ready to go? Oh, man.
I was so ready, and you just did not want that to come in.
That's normally it's that I'm waiting for you and you're not ready, or you're too ready and I haven't even gotten to what we're doing. Now it was like you were waiting for me patiently.
Yes, I was. I was being very patient.
And being ready.
Yeah.
But this time I dropped the ball.
Game time.
I dropped the ball.
It's game time.
So anyway, that's Merida.
Yep.
Over there. And me, the ball dropper, Kate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we decided that this episode was going to be a special Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Because it's coming out on Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, reasonably, we should be doing this for more than 100 episodes. Maybe. We'll see. I think so.
You mean like in the span of our lives? It's going to for more than 100 episodes?
Well, we just need breaks. So we're going to take breaks from the list every once in a while when it's appropriate.
Also, like, I don't know, topical hashtags. It works great for marketing, I'm sure. What do we do here, Meredith? What is this podcast? We've mentioned it's about pornography.
It is about pornography.
So if you're coming in new, that may be very confusing. Is this where we have sex live? No.
Interview porn stars? No, not yet, unfortunately.
No, not yet, unfortunately.
Maybe one day soon.
Yeah.
What we do is watch a porn live.
Woo!
That means we're sitting right next to each other watching a porn. We recap it for you. We give you all the hot takes.
You listeners.
All of our juicy observations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from disappearing balls to will she have an orgasm? Those are questions that we will ask
huge questions
and try to answer in this movie.
Yes, those are massive questions that you audience want to know. So we're bringing you full analysis live with real emotional reaction.
Yes.
We also give out awards at the end of, because movies deserve awards.
Yeah. There's no point in making a thing if you don't think you're going to get awards.
Exactly.
And so, ours is the best award
you
to
want
receive.
Our awards. You want them so bad.
Especially if you're an inanimate object with no life. You want one of our awards.
Because sometimes we give them out to inanimate objects, you guys, because they deserved it.
Yeah. That usually the only...
Sometimes the best performance in a porn is an inanimate object.
Well, it's definitely most of the time, the only thing that is bringing any safety to these porns is an inanimate object.
You're right. Okay. All right. Our awards that we do are most athletic, which we normally award to a person. Best position, feminist nightmare, safety patrol. Who was the safest or who kept everyone around them safe usually? Try it home is do we want to bring anything home with us? Who knows? MVP, best porn star in the movie, and then Money Shot Queen, which goes out to one of us, whoever guesses the cum shots and all of the sex scenes. And so far, neither one of us have had a perfect game. We've come close.
I think I want to go. So we've been going this like all guess all the same cum shot.
Yeah.
Game.
Oh, interesting.
I think I want
to
do that.
Oh, I think I know what you're about to do. Go
all
ahead.
All face.
All face.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because this movie came out in 2006.
Yeah. Let me talk about it for you.
Oh, please.
Dear listeners,
please,
we're watching The XX Exorcist.
I love it.
It was released in 2006. So it's not on IMDb. Yeah. Well, new-ish. Yeah, so
well,
12 years
but
old.
Compared to movies that we've been watching from 1986, yes. 20 years earlier. Than even this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
it's modern.
This is only
postmodern.
10 years old. It's only 10 years old. The internet existed.
It is not on IMDb's top 100 list.
No, nowhere near it.
I know, but I'm sure it's still going to be amazing.
But the reason that we picked it is because it was on a number like 3, 4, 5 different top 15 best porn horror movie lists.
Amazing.
Including like horrormoviefreaks.com, which I was like, this is a totally trusted source. one that was like creepy pornos. It was good. I was into it. But this was on every single list. So I figured it was it. It's a classic.
Did it have a rape tag or anything like that?
Oh man, I didn't look. Oh no. I didn't look. It didn't occur to me. Because
if we're looking up a horror movie, it should have occurred to
but
you.
I know you're right. No, but the what I was thinking of is we watched whatever episode it was. We
Texas
watched
Dildo Masquerade Best.
Which was amazing.
One of the best. Yeah.
So I was like, I think I was hoping that we would watch a porn in the vein of that.
Yeah,
especially
if I was
picking it off the best list.
Yeah.
I was like, it can't be that
I bet it is.
So let's talk about what's in this movie.
The plot description in the Exorcist, after all other exorcism methods fail, Father Merkin has no other option but to screw the hell and the devil out of a possessed woman, Reagan Teresa McPheel.
Whoa.
Her mother, Mrs. McPheel, looks on helplessly until she succumbs to the evil and becomes possessed as well. Father Merkin is forced to fight for his life with his genitals.
I'm so excited for that fight scene.
Oh man, yeah, that's gonna be hilarious. Okay. Starring Joanna Angel, Tommy Pistol, Kylie Cross, Evan Seinfeld, and Andy Straub.
Okay.
It's written and directed by Doug Sackman, and the runtime, oh sweet baby movie.
Oh, I love this, my
favorite
part.
It is only 47 minutes.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
These people knew their porn audience. They kind of figured out they didn't need to blow up the movie so much.
No story. We're not going to get any story. But also, you know what I love is that we've moved on from the age of the stars in the porns, like the name of the characters being like Sarah Armstrong or like Lucy, and we've now moved on to like Von Trapman McFeels or like Big Penis Sirlot. Like, we have moved to names that are just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Which is the thing I love about porn.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I love the lowest common denominator of humor. Like, they're just not even trying. And I do love that.
I'm ready for some of that.
I will say, okay. All right, I want to alter my cum shot.
Oh no. Okay.
So, okay. All of the cum shots are going to be to the head, to your face.
Okay.
And always in a cross position. It will always be.
Whoa. Okay, listen, I don't want to ruin your perfect game opportunity because I think it very, very possible that this movie could be all face. When you've now incorporated that the penis will be blessing someone as it comes, a la testicle, spectacles, wallet, and watch situation. Yes. Okay, then I just don't want to ruin your chance for a perfect game. I want you to think about maybe let's add that on as an addition.
Like, okay,
you went, that will you happen. Guess that.
I will. That will happen
will
at least once.
I will throw you a party. If you guess that, I will throw you an exorcist themed party.
It's definitely going to be at least twice.
I think just once is enough to be impressed. Okay. But let's see what I mean. God, I was thinking like, for me, like, what do I think is going to happen in this movie? I was like, oh, I think at one point she's going to vomit cum. Like, that was my thing. Yes. Which I guess is also wacky. Yeah. But what you came up with is both wacky, but also very possible.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Very possible.
I'm very excited.
Oh my God, Meredith. Okay, let's watch this movie.
Yeah, let's do it.
Play.
Let's play.
Play. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the first 3 minutes of this movie. We get if you've seen The Exorcist, you know it opens eerily outside foggy house. There's a man with a top hat walking in. In this case, he walks into the house and there's a woman there to greet him in a cardigan, but she's also covered in tattoos. Strange, but we'll take it.
Her name is Mrs. McPhail and his name is Father Merkin.
Thank you. So
you're welcome.
Father Merkin has come to help Mrs. McPhail.
So how do you fall on like the porn spectrum of hotness? Like, I either think they're disgusting or super hot, but
he seems the middle.
He's like normally like he's not an unattractive man, but he's not my style. Like,
yeah. I'm excited to see him have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think he's going to have a fine looking body and probably a great
dick.
Probably
a big giant dick. Yeah. Okay. And then we have Mrs. McPhail brings our priest up the stairs. This is like an excellent mapping of the movie.
Yes. Yeah, she
says something about it's her 18th birthday.
Yeah,
right?
They are bringing her age down. It's her 18th birthday. And of course, she's immediate. Like, it's like she's now no longer an innocent and has immediately been possessed by the devil.
Yeah. Thank God you're here. Today is my daughter's 18th birthday. And she's gotten worse.
We've got no time to lose.
Anyway, they go upstairs and It suddenly gets scary.
Yeah.
Because there's legit an actress like sitting there. The music is creepy. The lighting is creepy. And she starts talking in that like modulated low voice. Yep. Like, there's no helping me now. And then projectile vomits everywhere. Yeah. With her head turning around.
This is way more than I even saw. And it's not a sex. I wish it was like immediately went into like, well.
Like, bow, bow, well, we're covered like, in vomit.
Yeah.
Just gonna rub this vomit around.
This very
boobies.
Nice lubricant.
Oh, yeah. Father.
And actually,
you ever
has like a very nice
vomit before.
Herbal smell to
Ooh,
it.
It's so herbaceous. It's got a great bouquet.
Tastes quite nice too.
I could put more things in my mouth, and that's how you lead into friends.
Yes.
That's how you lead into sex scene. That did not happen.
I also want to talk more about Mrs. McPhail.
Okay.
The actress that is playing her is truly like goth.
Oh, goth-tastic.
Yeah, like she's very pale.
Covered in tattoos. Neck tattoos. Hand tattoos.
Yeah, she's very pale looking and looks almost kind of sick. And now, and like she's wearing the strangest outfit. Like,
well, because she's dressed like a mom.
Yeah, but it's still kind of like gothic looking.
Right,
it's like
it
weird.
Is.
It's got a weird vibe to it.
And I'm into this vibe though.
Yes.
I'm so into this whole, like, we're 3 minutes in and I already feel like this is a real movie we're watching.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh man. Okay. All right. What happens next?
You're right. I didn't need to see that.
It's an actual manifestation of the devil himself. I will do everything in the Lord's power to save your daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, I like where this movie's going. I like it a lot.
Yes. So, okay. So, Father Merkin and Mrs. Fields have, after being thrown up on, go out in the hallway to assess the situation.
Yes.
You know, they're messy.
But I do...
Yeah, okay. So Father Merkin says something to the effect of, like, this is a manifestation of the possession of the devil. I'm going to have to perform an exorcism to, like, the best of my abilities.
And he will not give up.
And I will not give up on her. And Miss McFeels, Meredith.
She's like, she, like, pats him on the shoulder, like, okay, you could do it. And then rubs her breast. And I just, I love that. Also, her shirt became undone by the force of the vomit.
Right.
And it just was like, great. Like, never forget that I have tits in this room.
Never forget
about my tits.
Ugh, I'm just always hot.
So then
that's
he
all this vomit.
So then he goes inside, and I just want to point out, before he gets started, he, like, opens his little kit, his little doctor priest kit, and he has a Bible inside, and he kisses it so, like,
tenderly.
Slowly and tenderly, my and Bible. I'm like, I have never seen that.
It's my Bible. I just love it so much. It's my sleeping buddy. It's got all the answers. My bits of leather. The leather's so supple. The leather-bound Bible. Just try kissing it. Just try, Meredith. Get your Bible out.
I wonder if he does have a leather, if he has a leather-bound Bible, which he probably does. I wonder if whenever he keeps kissing it, it's like rubbed rot a little bit. Or it's like stained from his spit on the leather.
Yes. Get your Bible out and give it a kiss, Meredith. Just a little one. That will save us from what we're doing.
Okay.
You will lose!
God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I appeal to your holy name, humbly begging your pardon.
Okay, go on. After he does that.
And he starts exercising her.
With dogma.
He starts exercising her with holy water.
Well, he ties her up, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, he ties her up.
This is from the original movie.
Yeah,
it all
ties
feels
her
right.
up because she's possessed by the devil
right.
itself.
So who knows what she
and
can
he starts,
do.
You know, praying and throwing
holy
water.
Well, and as he's throwing the holy water on her, it's like from the movie. She starts
shaking and yelling. The bed levitates.
Incredible. Best special effects I've seen in a porn to date.
Yeah. I was wondering how they do that.
Yeah.
I was thinking in the beginning, I was like, I wonder if there's just like two thick guys underneath.
Just lifting it. For sure. That's what it is.
Underneath the bed, just doing like bench presses with their arms and their legs.
Right. So let's talk about Father Maven. Because I feel like
Merkin. It's okay.
I feel like he really is supposed to be Father McMurtin from Southie.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got a great. He's got a great New England accent.
Yeah, the Lord. In the name of the Lord.
the power of Christ compels you.
We're not really your accents I love so much.
I always try.
You were like a New York robot powering down. The power of Christ compels you.
I always commit.
Anyway,
I always commit.
Anyway, Father McMurtin from Southie. It was like JFK was doing exorcism.
He does like 7 or 8 crosses, reads one passage, and he's like, I've tried everything to no avail.
I've tried everything there is.
And I question, is he mean that he couldn't one after 30 seconds of trying exorcise this girl, or has he never been able to perform a successful exorcism ever?
Well, I think that
kind of
there's
seems
a couple
like
implications here, but also she's screaming, fuck me.
Yes.
So maybe he's like given into the idea that like maybe the devil is trying to tell me what I have to do.
Maybe the devil just
the
needed
devil
to be served some Christ, some Christ come, right?
Right? Sure. Some Christy cum, just all up in your bee, your devil bee.
Maybe this is the new like, maybe if his sperm seeds an egg, maybe it's
the new Messiah.
It's the new, yeah, it's like the new weird, like
the new person.
It's like asshole Jesus, yeah. Right? Like he can do a whole bunch of miracles,
but like, they're all dicky.
And he's like, hey, dummy, just open your eyes, you blind dumb fuck. And
dime
then he does
dummy, and he does miracle, but he does a miracle, dick.
But he was a dick the whole time.
Oh, I love this idea that Jesus is a total asshole, but like you get the benefits, yes, of Jesus.
He's a bro. He's a bro wet Jesus. Hardcore bro.
Broseph Christ. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's for table sure. that for a minute. Brainstorm on it. Come back to okay. it later. It's too cute, but so far, love it.
Okay.
Love
great.
It.
Leave
okay.
me no choice. I must perform a sexorcism.
Right? Yes. Okay, so now we're in a sex scene where we have to the priest throws his hands up in the air and yells,
I'm going to commit a sexorcism.
So I
wonder if he's I wonder if there's pray tell of sexorcisms in his texts, his holy texts.
Oh, maybe like the book of like Big Dick John, mm-hmm. instead of the book of whatever the other bros' names
maybe
are.
Maybe this is the miracles that Mary Magdalene
oh
performed.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Damn, Mary.
Only sexorcism.
Okay, all right. Well, he, after proclaiming this to the world, he proceeds to immediately rip this girl's woman. She's 18. Mm-hmm. This woman's shirt off and her boobies are out. Let's
nice
get
tits.
To a sex scene. Let's get to a sex
here
scene.
Comes here comes sex scene number one.
Okay, shirt off, cock out.
Oh, right in.
Right in her face. There's no, like...
There is no hesitation.
Oh, my God. And she's just deep-throating that motherfucker. Oh, my God.
She...
Wait, this music.
I would be so afraid to put my dick in the devil's mouth.
I don't have a dick. But if someone was like, do you want to stick your dick in the devil's mouth?
Would you say no?
It might be a great time. It might be the best time you've ever had, and then you come and you die.
Never.
Whoa, he has an Aqua Teen Hunger Force tattoo on his ribs.
Oh, I thought it was
it's fucking,
I thought it was Kermit the Frog.
No, it's fucking Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That's
and
hilarious.
I love it.
She's gobbling his dick.
She's
Oh, his face. It's so funny. He's actually doing great acting.
He is doing
because
that.
He's, again, a father, a priest. So the assumption is that he's never
that
really...
he's not supposed to like it.
Well, he's never had sex before.
Oh, true story.
Or, I mean, I guess he could have had sex before he...
Think about the like delicious shame sandwich that is being a priest that has to have sex for God, and how much you're like, I hate it, I love it,
yeah,
I love it. Like, there's nothing like a little bit of shame to make sex just that much hotter. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a very like ferocious dick sucking.
Yeah, beach.
But
yeah.
Not that. Like, looks
no,
great.
No, she's doing a great job. She, like, deep-throated from the start and hasn't stopped.
I love his like, his,
she's
like,
not even looking at him. She's like, just let me do my thing.
I love
my business.
I love his, like, what's happening? Yes! Yes!
He just dick slapped the cross under her face, Meredith.
It is coming on her face.
Is he?
I
no,
don't know.
No, 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 no. That was just a slap. We're still, God, this BJ is going on forever. Oh, she threw up on him. No.
For real? For real vomit?
I don't know. Yeah, look, she threw up on him. It looks like she threw up just...
Like fake vomit?
Yeah, fake something. Oh my God, so she was fucking his head and then she threw up on him, which I've done that, Meredith. I've thrown up on a beam. It happens.
Yes.
You have a gag reflex. It's a whole, I don't continue to use the vomit as a lube.
No.
Like this girl is.
Gross.
Like she's doing right now.
Also, if you're giving, I don't know about you. This uh-huh. is a personal anecdote.
Sure.
Usually when I'm giving a blowjob, it's because I'm too full to have sex.
Oh man, so you're full of food.
Yeah, so if I vomit, I'm definitely not going to continue. Just like, it's gonna be gross.
I don't give blowjobs when I'm full for that reason. You
good
never
idea.
Know.
Good idea.
Oh look, she's throwing up more. It's really gross. This is actually the most disgusting blowjob I've ever seen. But I appreciate the commitment to character. Okay, I haven't guessed cum shot, but I knew they were going to have sex. Now he's having sex with her with vomit on his dick. I hope that that's like flavored lube.
I hope so.
It must be.
Yeah, it's got to be something that's not going to be, I don't know anymore.
I don't know anymore, porns. I don't. Anyway, they're now having a sex missionary style, which, how Catholic of them. She has a great bod.
She does have a great bod. I love how unhot she is, really, though, because
yes.
of like how because she is an she has
she's covered
possessed.
In like blood yeah. and vomit. Yeah,
it's gross, but like not that gross.
It's not gross in a way that makes me feel like violated.
No,
it's just
no.
Normal gross.
Yeah, it's just like yeah, it's everyday gross.
Yeah,
so it's not bad.
This is a fun move.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it is like missionary, but it's not bad.
It's missionary, but he's holding onto the headboard, and he is fucking core workout right there. But also, he is like fucking in time with the music.
That's they've,
which is great.
Did they find that after? They must have found.
They
that
must
after.
Have found. Yeah, the editing must have been like prime.
That's hilarious.
Because look, he's fucking in time with the music.
Yeah, that's great.
Bow, 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 bow. They've modulated the audio of her moans. I appreciate that.
Well, the sound quality of this movie is terrible. So it really, they had to do a lot of ADR.
Yes, but I just think the editing in this movie is top notch. Oh, I'm going to guess cum shot on the face. No, belly. I'm going to say
belly?
Tits. Tits. I'm going to say cum shot tits. There was a lot of face stuff earlier. There was a lot of focus on her having a gross face. So I feel like we're going to move on to a different section, you know?
It is very,
fun.
Like, he is, like, fucking the hell out of her. Like, he is going
like he,
fast.
Yeah, he is
working out right now.
He is, like, a metal drummer on double bass, you know?
Seriously working out. Like,
they're both
constantly
sweating.
Yeah, that's true. He is sweating.
They're both sweating. Oh, she's got his feet in her face, and I love it.
Maybe this is the original song.
Someone is like pounding the cymbals to this guy fucking.
This must be an original song. This is like, it is really good.
I love it.
She's squirting out of her.
Oh my god, she's squirting vomit out of her vagina.
Yeah. That's.
But it's like very obviously a squirt gun.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great. Well, we didn't get a cum shot.
We didn't get a cum shot because she just vomited him out of her vagina.
Wow.
It's like he's been burned by acid and collapsed onto the
That's
floor.
That's great.
This is terrible. So, Mama's outside listening.
Yep. She heard that priest get knocked the fuck out.
And so she decided to come inside.
She got to see what was, yeah.
She had
she
to
wanted
see
to make
what was
sure,
going on.
She, it's her daughter, for God's sake.
Which, gross. Number one. And she went inside and our exorcist girl was holding up a cross and being like, ah, I'm the devil or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the mom launched at her, grabbed the crucifix, and they kind of fought over it for a second. And now they're making out.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? I'm not into it.
Never into it.
But I also, it's so
it's
ridiculous.
It's not even stepmom. It's a real, her mom. But it is Mrs. McPheel.
Mrs. McPheel.
She's already McPheel
born
herself
into a certain
up.
Type of family, right? If your last name is McPheel.
Man.
This movie is so ridiculous, though, with the vomit coming out of the vagina and just the everything that's going on. Then I'm like, fine with it.
I've also it just occurred to me that basically this woman lost her virginity as the devil.
Okay, let's not think too much about what is essentially child abuse going on here, and like all kinds of terrible things. Like, let's not take it too seriously. This movie is very obviously super goofy, hyper fake.
No, no, I just mean,
you know, they're not, there's no realism here.
I just mean it's more funny to, it's the light aspect of it is that this girl is 18 years old and like is the devil and like won't remember her losing her virginity.
Ooh, interesting.
Like she's not herself. So it's more like
I don't love the situation that you're exploring, but here's what I do love.
Okay.
Is the idea of, you know how people are like, I don't remember doing that. I was blackout drunk, or I don't remember doing that because I have short-term memory loss or whatever. What about, or like you don't want to admit to something. I don't remember doing something that I was possessed. I was possessed that time.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to always have a story.
Like, the next time my husband's like, you forgot to close all the fucking cabinets in the kitchen, I'm going to be like, last 10 minutes I was possessed by the devil. So and that wasn't me. Meredith, what situation in your life will you be using this excuse in the future?
Oh, God. Hold on. Let me think about what I get y'all at. Well, I was
going to say, is it have something to do with buying something you're not, that's too expensive, or looking at things online?
Probably. I didn't buy those shoes. It was the devil. It was the devil who bought those. So that is a good idea.
Uh-huh. Like, that was the devil.
The devil.
That was the devil.
The devil did
you
that.
You need to bring home a cross. Just trust me. Bring home a cross. Put it like above a doorway somewhere in the apartment. When Darren's like, whoa, what's that? When your boyfriend is like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
Be like, that's because the devil sometimes possesses me. So I'm just keeping this here for safekeeping. And then you've already set ground for in the future when you do something wrong. You can be like, I told you about
the
devil.
What about this? What about this? What if I buy a cross necklace?
Oh, shit.
But
you take it off when you're doing bad shit.
or turn the pendant upside down.
Be like, that was the devil. Yeah, exactly. Clearly, look at the photo evidence.
That is like my pendant. That's my on and off switch. Yeah, that would be how I. That's my marker.
All right, let's watch this mom and daughter fuck.
Never been more excited for
Never
a thing
been
in my
more
life.
Excited.
Sex scene number two.
Oh my God, is that? I was really afraid for a second that was a curling iron.
No, oh my God, no.
It's the cross, right?
It's the cross, yeah. Okay, she's like masturbating her with the cross.
So, yeah, these two, okay, oof, okay, relief. Okay. I don't know what it was. I just really thought it was a curling iron.
No.
So these two are making out and the...
Just with vomit between their mouths.
Well, the possession
too.
Was swapped. One right. possessed to two possessed.
Yeah, now
both of the McPhail
possessed.
Women are possessed.
Yeah.
And fucking each other with crucifixes and now going down on each other. Woo!
Woo, ladies.
Yeah.
It's not cute at all, though.
It's not. Well, it's gonna be vigorous.
Can I just quick disclaimer to any man who gets off to this movie, I think you really need to address, like, what your life is like. All right, they're fingering each other in vomit.
Are they? They're both gonna fuck each other.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, but they're basically not doing anything crazy. They're just fingering each other.
And it's just the mom fingering the daughter.
No, gross.
Sorry to remind you of that, but...
Well,
what do you want to call them?
You're right. I mean, that's who they are. Also, the mom has 1,000 piercings
in
her tongue.
She does.
Like, literally 5.
Only the Virgin Mary Mother herself can save this possessed mother.
So the priest says only... He goes into his, what do you call it? His doctor,
his
priest,
little
kit.
Doctor, priest,
his doctor priest kit. And he said, only the Virgin Mary Mother herself could save the possession of this mother.
And he pulls out a dildo.
Ma, we're going to church.
A white dildo.
Yeah, he pulls out a white dildo.
Is it like the Virgin Mary's,
Christ,
like her
penis.
Femur? Molded into a dildo? Like,
perhaps it's made from the stones of the Ten Commandments.
It's something.
Maybe it is the shroud of John the Baptist.
It's a shroud.
It's a dildo. It's a white
fabric,
dildo.
Fabric shroud.
I don't know. Maybe they melted it down. I don't know. It's got ashes in it. There's a little ash capsule inside
It's like at least from Jerusalem. I don't.
Ooh, blessed by a round of rabbis.
A round of rabbis.
They gather around. They bless your dildo. You use it on incestuous possessed families.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Let's see what he does with it. He gets
He gets pulled into a threesome with them.
He gets pulled.
One gets right on his dick.
One of them, the girl.
The young girl.
The young girl just hops on his
peen. And the mom is sitting on his face, but I'm assuming the dildo will be used on her.
Yeah, because or not, actually. They're like trying to get the dildo from him like it's evil. They're trying to keep it away. Oh, he's trying to put it in the mom.
Yes, he's trying to get them to use it in some way.
Right. He wants to sexorcise
them. The mom's tits are amazing.
Yes, they are.
So good. And those are real.
They're very nice. They're real. They're cute. It's a party.
Yeah, they're trying to keep the dildo away.
Yeah, it is like a fun game of keep away with the Christ's dildo. The krildo.
She's punching it away.
She knocked it out of his hands.
And they're just going to keep fucking the guy, fucking this guy against his will now, I guess. Because I guess he would rather.
Yeah, he would rather.
Use the.
Sexorcise them.
Sexorcise them with an external instrument.
Right.
Rather than his own peen.
Right. Because he's probably tired. So.
Yeah, I mean, he had very vigorous sex.
Yeah. And now he's having more very vigorous sex.
At least he's not using his core to fuck them.
Right. They're on top now. He's laying down, working. Meredith, do we think this is going to have a happy ending?
I don't know.
Oh, cum shots. We should guess cum shots.
Well, I've already guessed mine.
You said face.
Yep.
We haven't gotten a cum shot yet. You know what? Double face. You know, I kind of feel bad for this guy.
Why?
Because they're not really being nice to his penis. they're not jerking it around like it's a joystick that stopped working.
But they're also not.
They're like shoving their molars on the dick of the tip of his penis. They're like, like violently shoving it in their mouths. Like, I don't think that feels good for him. It probably hurts. Like, the penis looks a little purple.
Yeah, like, it does look red.
They've been beating it. They've been hurting this man.
It looks
crazy. It definitely is like wild and looks kind of amazing, but it's also like this poor guy's penis.
Yeah, they are
like,
pulling.
Look what they're doing to his balls.
Yeah, they are.
They're just like gripping.
Oh my God. The way it looks like Play-Doh after he.
Oh, they're just like fucking tearing his dick apart. This is so violent.
They're like, now.
The first time I felt bad for a man's penis.
All right, so he was able to reach over, grab the dildo. He shoved the one that he was sitting on his face, and she pushed her down towards his dick. And instead of putting her dick into him,
or
into
his
her,
dick
his
into
dick
her.
Into her, he put the white porcelain dildo.
He's just fucking her with his dildo. Oh, wait. Now he's putting his penis where the dildo was. Interesting.
Why is that? Because he wants to have sex again.
Meredith, it's not him. It's the devil.
Right.
You ready for round three?
No. But I must continue the Lord's work.
Oh. Twist.
She is giving him the roadmap to this sexorcism. Mm-hmm. This devil wants dick more than he cares about possessing this woman.
Yeah, he's so tired, Meredith.
Yep,
he's exhausted.
He made it clear he has to continue doing the Lord's work.
She said, "You want to go for round three?" And he goes, "No, but I have to continue the Lord's work." But honestly, I think that was for this actor. I think he was like, no, but you're fucking paying me.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But he opened up his Bible, his sweet little Bible that he loves so much.
Uh-huh.
And it said you have to enter every orifice.
Yep.
And the little exorcism girl goes, "You've never heard of anal? Hey, sweet boy.
He's entered every orifice but
sweet,
that.
Sweet boy. So she's bent over the front of the bed or back of the bed.
I mean, there was no, and also there was no warm up to this.
No lubing.
I mean, there's liquid everywhere in this fucking room.
That's true.
So,
lubed with vomit.
But there was no easing into this anal.
No.
Like, she was ready immediately.
Yeah.
No fingers.
Yeah. That, I mean, you know, she's a pro.
Yeah.
She's a pro. She's always ready. She's probably ready, gets ready the night before.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. He's still in her butt. I was like, did he just go from
ew,
butt
no.
to vagina?
Ew, no. God, please.
Oh,
so, that
guys,
is wrong.
UTI. UTI.
That is wrong.
Don't do it. Cool. Just stick with anal. You can go from vagina to mouth. You can go from mouth to vagina. You can go from mouth to anal. You can go from vagina to anal. But anal never comes back.
No.
You don't loop back anywhere else.
No.
No.
Not
always
until
end.
You clean that dick.
Always end
you can,
with
you
anal.
Can, you can, yes. You
yeah,
should always
go clean.
You
yeah.
can go clean and then that's fine. But
that's fine. Fucking bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it.
I'm glad that the mom is just like on the ground
right,
and
she's
not
out of it now.
Not part of this party.
Oh, so this movie's just one big long sex scene. God,
yeah.
We had plans.
I know. I do wish there was like other people involved.
Yeah, like a story, you know. Just in the butt. He's still going. She's still going. Neither one of them seem interested in this at all.
No one is interested in the sex they're having. That's the thing.
No, it's work. It's the Lord's.
It's the Lord's work. I mean, it is. To,
in a way.
To live prosper, you know, live and
to,
prosper
right,
is,
to procreate.
Is to procreate.
Yeah. It is the Lord's work. Oh, things are kind of slowing down here. Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. I want your fucking blessing all over my face.
Oh. No. He said, do you want my blessing? And she said, all over my face.
Yep.
I'm telling you, it's going to be green. Oh no,
it's
white.
It's milk.
And it's also definitely milk.
Right into her mouth.
So much milk. We're just getting that lovely post-cum shot where they just slap you in the face and you're mad gross.
She seems very,
She's like, I'm done now.
Her possession has become less active if she is still possessed.
Yeah, she's like chilled out. Oh. Who made that dildo? Oh, my God.
The Christ dildo.
Meredith, no, I have to take a picture of this dildo. It's amazing.
It's pretty great.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Look at this thing. It's a piece of art.
It is a piece of art.
Oh.
I wonder, I bet many of these exist in the world.
Can we buy one?
Yeah, I would like one now.
What do you think you're doing? We're not through here.
I know what you're trying to do.
So she's not through.
Oh, there's
but she's not through, but he is. So now he's bringing out all of his
God.
Holy instruments.
He has a crucifixion dildo, which Meredith, we absolutely need to buy.
So yeah, and he did read in his Bible that every orifice need to be penetrated.
Oh.
So I'm assuming now it's like every orifice at once.
So he's going to put the crucifixion dildo
in
her vagina. That's in there. We're working on that now.
It's quite large.
And then, God, there's vomit coming out of her butt. So he's plugging it up with the Virgin Mary butt plug.
Yep.
Oh, all of her orifices have been filled with the body of Christ, Meredith.
Yep. She's going to burst. The vomit is building up so much.
Oh, my God.
She's
is
gonna
she going to explode?
Come into me, demon. Come into me, demon.
And he's...
And now he's possessed.
He's possessed.
And he
ran.
Jumps out the window. And falls down a flight of stairs. Just like in the movie.
Yeah. And dies. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, what a powerful movie. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, Father Merkin. Father Merkin. It's me, Father Seinfeldino.
I know it must be the girl on top of the stairs. I hit this last week. A few times. Gotta use protection.
That was great.
That was amazing.
Well, so okay. Final amazing. Scene. He falls down the stairs. He dies. Because he allows the devil to come into his body and he's possessed. Right, so he obsessed. Just jumps out to
bizarre.
Kind of die with the devil inside of him. And an Italian priest comes and finds him. And I love that what he says is he knows exactly what killed him was that woman. And I guess because he's visited her many times and he says, you should have used protection.
Meredith, how are you feeling after this? Did you like this movie?
It was fine. It was short, so I was happy with it. But I was expecting, you know what I mean? Like, we have gotten so used to a great story that I was expecting a little more story. But we did sacrifice the story for time, and I kind of happy how quickly it was over.
Me too. I didn't find this sexy in any way.
No, I didn't find
it. It was entertaining. It was kind of funny. It's something I would play, like, in the background at a bar.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not sexy.
No, not at all.
It's really
no. It's it shouldn't even be considered a porn.
No, it's you're right. Actually,
I think it's a piece of art.
Yeah. Well, and it's also like like we've noted, it was kind of like a very cheaply made porn.
Oh yeah.
So there wasn't a lot of like close. Penetration
shot.
Wasn't
shots. That like great drone shot of like an orgy and then the penetration shot?
Right. There's not like any like close penetration shots. So it's like it really wasn't even like you weren't even. That's why that makes it almost not inappropriate because it was like you just saw a naked body and kind of generically having like.
Green
having very
sex.
Fast sex.
Green fast sex. Yeah. Ugh, are you ready to give out awards for this, Meredith?
I am. I'm ready to give out awards.
Welcome to the Biannual Weekly
Awards.
There will be porn awards that we do as friends and podcast hosts.
The most important awards.
First award, the most athletic.
Oh, my God, the priest, Father Merkin.
Fucking like a champ in time to some metal.
He probably, again, scored himself.
He looks like a drummer. He has a fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force tattoo on his stomach.
True. That's true.
he has a band.
And he would definitely play this type of music. But the fact that he just constantly was pumping.
He was very rarely not
pumping his body.
Man, that guy is a fucking physical anomaly for sure.
Yeah, because he's not that fit, but it wasn't, he's not fat or unfit either. Yeah, it's weird.
It was like he was on a cocaine high for 47 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's maybe that's true. What happened. Best position, early bed humpies.
Yeah, when they were
early
using,
on.
Yeah, he was like, they were in like some fun.
Her legs were up. She was sitting up against the bed frame.
And
he was holding the bed frame.
Yeah, he was like using the bed frame to assist with his fast
with his giant,
fast
his
gyration.
Big old fucky fucks. Yeah. So that was great. You and I both were like, we're not seeing any penetration, but it looks like
it looked
that
good.
Could be fun.
Yeah, it looked
to
good.
To try at home.
It looked good.
Which is why it was our best position and our try at home, I think.
No, we
have a different home. Okay.
We have another thing that we want to try at home, and that would be the crucifix dildo.
Yes, the crucifix dildo, phenomenal set piece. I don't know who put that together.
I just want to see it.
I just want to see. Even if it's just it.
Even if it's just to laugh for
do
a
you
minute,
maybe pick it up and just give it a little kiss.
Yeah, I do. I'll give it a kiss every time.
Okay. Feminist nightmare.
The devil.
The devil.
He got the fucking mom and the child to
Bang,
yeah. So
the devil
is my worst nightmare.
We did. Oh, Safety Patrol?
Safety Patrol also goes to Crucifix Dildo.
Yeah.
It really.
It saved the day in a way.
I mean.
Sort of. No. It tried.
Our hero did die.
Yeah, our hero died. The girl is still possessed. The mom is gone.
Is she still possessed, though?
Yeah, she looked like she was.
I was hoping that he was received all of the devil, but maybe,
maybe that's right. He did also get possessed.
You know what? In the end, in the original, she is always lightly possessed, you know?
Right, true.
You can never really
just
lose
a
that.
Touch of possession.
Just a touch.
A drop.
of possession. Who's our MVP of this movie, Mare?
Again, Father Merkin. He
fucks like a champ.
I've never quite seen such vigorous sex for such a long time in
me
a long
either.
In quite a while. I mean,
also his acting throughout the whole movie was he was in character.
Yeah, he was, and I believed it when he said when she asked, "Are you ready for round three?" And he said, "No." I believed it, but he had to keep doing the Lord's work. Like I believed his unfledging commitment to the Lord.
I did too. He had that cross with his dick slapped down.
He seemed conflicted every time he was partially enjoying the sex. He never looked happy about it.
He never looked happy.
He never just fully smiled.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that was a rough day for him, particularly after what they did to his dick. It was rough. Money Shot Queens, I should say.
Yeah,
we both guessed Faith.
We both get Faith.
And it was just the one time.
And it was just the one shot.
Just the one milk cum shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough.
With the jump cut of the milk shot. And then the regular cum shot. That was just in her mouth.
Yeah. Well, you know. What are you going to do?
You're gonna be milked. Milk's gonna be milked.
What did we learn, Meredith, from this experience?
Well,
what are we walking away with?
Well, I guess that there is tools and sacred text that that discuss sexorcism as a means of exorcism.
Yes.
So
there are tools and sacred texts.
Yes. There was a Amazing. Whole thing. There was a whole thing.
Dan Brown's next novel.
Sexorcism.
Sexorcism.
The origin story.
The origin.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see the very first sexorcism.
We will see the first one. And then all Hanks will
with them
cite a bunch of resources that no one has ever thought to read before.
Them harvesting the sacred stones to create the sacred
dildo. Right? Yeah. Carved by an innocent boy, wrapped in the shroud of holy lube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the vomit.
Dan Brown's next novel.
I would love to watch it. It'd be great.
Yeah, me too. My God, what a week we've had. What a week this was.
Yeah.
I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Good episode. You know what?
Overall good.
I would recommend watching this for fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not for pleasure.
Nope. If you get pleasure, go to therapy from this movie.
Yeah. It's
must.
But it's not bad.
No, I wasn't I was disturbed. I was more grossed out than disturbed.
Yeah, I mean, it does have an incest thing to it, so.
Well, don't they all?
Yes.
But don't they all?
It's true.
The
last few, for sure.
Ugh, yeah. Well, friends, we hope that you look up this movie and watch it. It's pretty easy to find. We hope that you, dress up like your favorite There Will Be Porn co-host for Halloween this year. Send us pictures if you do. Tag us at TWB Podcast if you dress up like one of your favorite podcast people.
I don't even know what my style is. Jeans and a black shirt.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's you. Blonde hair, jeans and a black shirt. You're nailing Meredith.
And some fun jewelry.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, my style is dye your hair white and just get real lazy. Just makeup out the window.
I would say to add to my costume a really heavy backpack with 15 hours worth of things you need. So homework.
These costumes are so fun.
Homework, work.
Right.
You know, multiple cell phones, that kind of stuff.
Make your version of the costume of me real tired. And you're killing it.
You also you on an everyday basis don't have to wear makeup, and I'm so jealous of you.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Okay. You can tag us with your amazing costumes at TWB Podcast. You can email us twbdpodcast@gmail.com. You can go look at our old, I don't know why I wanted to bring this up for this episode, but you can go look at our old, I think we did a horror movie or two, and There Will Be Drinking, our original podcast. Yes. There Will Be Drinking Podcast.com is still up, even though no one touches it, because There Will Be Porn lives on More Banana,
yes,
which is the More Banana Network that you can follow it at @_morebanana everywhere, or go to morebanana.com, because we have other shows like I'm Listening with Anita Flores, which is about Frasier.
You spent your entire time recording these podcasts, and it took you a moment. You were like,
"No, I had to swallow some spit."
Okay, I was like, "Let's see if she can remember the shows."
Also, Awkward Sex in the City, where you talk about sex storytelling.
Lots of
You will love that.
Lots
show.
Of things. Yeah, lots of female forward.
All right,
things.
They're all feminist, sex positive things. So yes. You're right up your alley. Go check it out. Right up. Yep. Your alley.
Ooh.
Like your butt.
Oh.
I would suggest, I don't know. This was fun. There was somewhere I was going to go. I forgot because I was the devil for a minute. So I forgot what I was supposed to be doing.
Well, we could just cheers for a happy ending.
Right. Thank you. Cheers for a happy ending. There it is. Next week. Bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app, and find out why over 1 million people have fallen asleep to my voice.